And this is burning on my heart.
And y'all pray for me. Pray God will just use it for His glory. And that's all that matters anyway. It's kind of a different approach to this. But I hope you'll get some help from it. Exodus chapter 3. And look, please, in verse number 1. Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 1. And I want to say I love this church. I love these people. And I love my pastor. I mean, I love my pastor. And I love his family. I really do. I thank God for him. He's helped me through some tough times. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, and even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Let's pray. Our Father, I want to thank you for showing up in this service tonight. Dear God, your presence is so real. I'm glad I've got discernment, dear God, in trying the spirits. I know tonight the Spirit of God has been evidently moving tonight through the testimonies of the saints, through the song service, through the choir, dear God, through the exhortations. And dear God, we just thank you tonight. We know tonight you're a holy God and you inhabit the praises of Israel. That tells me you inhabit the praises of your people. And that you'll show up when we start praising you. And dear God, I thank you tonight for meeting with my heart and blessing hearts. And dear God, I pray now, please take us, use us, speak to our hearts. And dear God, may you get all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now I want to say, first of all, I'm going to talk about this burning bush just for a moment. And I want to preach tonight on how to be a burning bush believer. On how to be a burning bush believer. And I begin to look at this, and God just blessed my heart. It's kind of simple. But I think about Moses tending his father-in-law's flock on the backside of the desert. Just being faithful for 40 years. I mean, just being faithful on the backside of the desert. Amen. And God, He rewards faithfulness, does He not? And here he is just being faithful, just attending that flock. And Horeb is another name for a Mount Sinai. And here he is on the backside of the desert. No one else around, but he's just being faithful. Amen. And I thank God for that. That's character. Amen. A character is what you are when nobody else is around or nobody else can see to you. Amen. And here he is on the backside of the desert. Now God's getting ready to use him, and God sees him and where he's at. Amen. I like what the brother said about getting dirt on your head and you get plumb bad and God will dig you. He knows where you're at. Amen. And I'm glad for that. Amen. He knew where Moses was, and he knows where you are tonight, and he desires to use everyone here that's his children. Amen. But here he is on the backside of the desert over here in Horeb. And here God appears to him in this burning bush, in this flame of fire. Now I want to talk about that tonight. You just bear with me. Now I've thought about this. God's used a lot of things in the Bible. God used a donkey one time. Amen. God used a whale one time. Amen. And God used a rooster one time. Thank God. And God can use anything He wants to. Now He uses a bush right here, but He chooses to use His children. Amen. But I want to use this burning bush and look at us in comparison to us as believers and look at some things in it. All right? How to be a burning bush believer. I heard a song. Brother O'Brien. Y'all support Brother O'Brien to the Ukraine. So we support him also. And he sent me a little... He left me a little thing on my computer, and it has a family standing up singing, and I've never heard the song before in my life. They're singing, Any Old Bush Will Do, Just Any Old Bush Will Do. Amen. And thank God, God just wants to use somebody, amen, that's usable. Amen. Now here's Moses now, and God's going to appear to him in this bush, and I'm going to look at this bush as a picture of me and you as a believer. All right? All right, the first thing I want you to see tonight, Exodus chapter number 3, look in verse number 2. That's where we'll take our text. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. I want to say, if you want to be a burning bush believer tonight, the first thing he did, he had an indwelling presence. Amen. He had an indwelling presence. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And God got in that bush. Amen. And God got in that thing. And when God gets in you and God gets in me, God can use us for His glory. Amen. He had an indwelling presence. Aren't you glad that He came to take up abode in me and you, child of God? Why did He come inside? Because He wants to use us. Amen. Hey, had an indwelling presence. And I thought about, thank God, I remember the day when He came inside of me, Brother Barry. Everything changed. Glory to God. I tell you, I could lay my head down and sleep at night. And I had peace in my heart that if I died and left this world, I'd be with God. And I had peace in my heart that everything in the condemnation was rolled away. But I never would have believed that though He picked me and saved me and chose me and drove me by the Holy Spirit of God, I would have never in a million years believed that God would use me. Amen. I thank God He did. I'm glad I'm here tonight. Amen. It had an indwelling presence. God used it for an abode. Now I want you to notice verse 2 what the Bible says. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Now I thought about this indwelling presence in this bush. You know why God got in it? God got in it to work out of it. Amen. Amen. Look at that. God got in it to work out of it. The Bible says He appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. See, God gets in me and you. I don't believe in this secret Christianity stuff. Amen. I'm glad when God gets in you and God gets in me, every now and then, it'll make its way out. He'll make its way out, Brother Ivan. And God will see, and people will see God in us. Amen. He had an indwelling presence, and God used it for an abode, and God got in it to work out of it. I thank God. God's working through the local church, and God's working out of the local church, and God's working, friend, through His people. I thank God. I want to be a burning bush believer, don't you? Amen. Hey, but I thought about God in the midst of it. Got in the heart of it. The sinner. Aren't you glad when God comes in, He comes into your heart? Amen. So that's the first thing I saw tonight. Now I want to give you the second thing. If you want to be a burning bush believer and be used of God, it gave an illuminated picture, number two. It gave an illuminated picture. Look at verse number two. It appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Now I want you to notice the angel of the Lord appeared in him in a flame of fire. And it gave an illuminated light. This bush gave an illuminated light. You hear me tonight? And God used it to make an appearance. God used it to make an appearance to Moses. You hear me? And now God wants to use me, and God wants to use you. Amen. That we may illuminate Him. The angel of the Lord was the Lord Himself. Amen. And God wants to get in us, and now God wants to illuminate His Son in and through our lives. Amen. And I thank God that God used it to make an appearance. Amen. Look, it illuminated a person. Amen. Y'all with me? And I thought about this. God shined through it to witness from it. Now get a hold of this tonight. God wants to shine through you. And God wants to shine through me just like He did this bush. He made an appearance to Moses. And God wants to shine through us so that people see Christ in our lives. Amen. Hey, listen, I surely want to be a burning bush, don't you? I want people to see Christ in me. I like what Brother Barry said. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's all about Him. And I surely want people to see Christ in me. It don't matter if they ever see me or know my name, friend. As long as they know my Redeemer, amen, and know my Savior, that's all that matters. Amen. Can I ask you a question? Are you illuminating Him? Are you? Hey, listen, it illuminated, gave an illuminated picture, amen. Moses saw the Lord in it. You hear me tonight? And God shined through it. You know, Matthew 5:16 tells us to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And God wants to shine through you and God wants to shine through me. Anybody here like that tonight? Want God? People see God in your life? Amen? Hey, friend, it's not about what your suit. Amen? It's not about the way you comb your hair. It's about Christ in you. The hope of glory. Thank God. I want people to see Christ in me. He gave an illuminated picture. Thank God. Now we're going somewhere. Not only had an indwelling presence, God used it for abode, but it gave an illuminated picture. God used it to make an appearance, but it was ignited for a purpose. I want you to look at this. Look at verse 3. In Exodus chapter number 3, the Bible says, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, Here am I. And I thought about God set it on fire. It was ignited for a purpose. God used it. Why? To get Moses' attention. Y'all see that right there? And God will set me and you on fire to get people's attention. Hey, thank God when the church gets on fire, friend, it'll draw an attention. Amen. And when you get on fire, it'll draw an attention to others around you. Hey, listen. Who did it draw attention to? To the bush? No. To Him. Amen. And listen, it drew an attention because it was ignited. Amen. Hey, listen, we ought to want to be on fire so people can see Him. Amen. We ought to want to be on fire so people out in this dark world and people out here in this cold world can get some warmth and some heat and get some help. Aren't you glad when you come down to the house of God, it ain't cold and dead and dry? Aren't you glad when you come down here and you can get help because God's illuminating and God's igniting down the house of God? God used it to get Moses' attention. You know what the Bible says? You all are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Are we letting our light shine? Listen, are you letting your light shine? Boy, I like this. The angel of the Lord was in it. I got to think about this thing. He just blessed me real good. You know, God, He could have chose just any kind of bush. Can I say to you, it wasn't a rose bush. It wasn't a rhododendron bush. It wasn't an azalea bush. It was a bramble bush. You know what a bramble bush has on it? Thorns. Nothing but thorns. Nobody wanted anything to do with that bush. Nobody wanted to come around that bush. And nobody didn't even want to get close to that bush. Hey, listen, most people would have avoided that bush. You hear me? Hey, that's the way me and you were when we were lost without God. Amen. But thank God He seen where we was. And He came inside our heart. Amen. And thank God He ignited a fire in our soul. And now we illuminate Christ. And people might want to come around you now. Amen. I thought about that, Brother Baz. There are times, I'll say this, that people don't want to be around people that are on fire, that are ignited, that do have God in their life, that are being used by God. Amen. They say, oh no, we don't want nothing to do with them. But I'll tell you something, thank God. Thank God, just an old bush. I mean, just an old bush. I mean, wasn't nothing. Wasn't attractive. That's you and me. Just old sinners lost in the pit of sin, heading to hell. Amen. There's nothing attraction about us, nothing attractive about us. Just a nobody going nowhere. And thank God, He came by our way one day. And He said, oh, nobody else will have Him, but I'll take Him, thank God. And I'll use Him, glory to God. He may not look like much, and I may not look like much, and you may not look like much, but glory to God, we tossed a whole lot. Amen. I'm glad tonight, Brother Barry, I may not be much, not be worth a whole lot of concern this world's goods, but thank God I got Christ in my heart. I like what that brother said back there. Thank God. I don't know about you, but I just want to be used of God. I really do. And it don't matter where you're at. This thing was out in the middle of the desert. Nobody else saw it. Didn't matter where it was at. It was going through a real dry time.
It was
dead. Hey, man, you ever been there? Yeah. Hey, man, you think I'm just on the shelf? Nobody knows where I'm at. God don't even know where I'm at. And God can never use me. You ever been there?
Yeah.
God, hey, God hadn't forgotten about you, child of God. His eyes on the sparrow and His eyes watching you. He knows where you're at. Thank God. I'm glad for that. He ignited it for a purpose. Now, listen to me. God, I thought about this. God called out of it to turn others to it. Notice what the Bible said. In verse number 4, and when the Lord saw that He turned aside the sea, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and here am I. Listen, we ought to have that desire to be that burning bush believer. Where people, God can use us to call out to people. Amen. God can use me and use you to call out to people. Amen. That's what He wants. Amen. Now, God don't have to use us, but I'm glad He does. And God chooses to use us. Now, wait a minute. God does need us. Brother Barry, you helped me in that revival meeting. God does need us. He really does. But God could do it without us, but He don't choose to do it without us. He chooses to do it with us. And aren't you glad He does it that way? Amen. God's used a lot of you to help my heart. Amen. And I'm glad, Brother Barry, God's used you. And Brother, I'm glad God used you, Brother David. Brother Greg, some of you here that I don't even know, I thank God if you'll hang around here long enough, friend, you'll get some help. Thank God. God uses people. God uses people that wants to be used and that don't want the glory. Amen. The bush wasn't even seen. Brother Mark, the bush wasn't even seen. It was just him in the fire, in the bush. Moses didn't say, oh, what a bush. Oh, what a bright bush. He didn't say nothing about the bush. Amen. I want God to be glorified in my life. And if He ever sets me on fire with His power, friend, I want Him to get glory. I want Him to get praise. Amen. Hey, I seen a little advertisement one time. I like this. It said, kindling wood wanted. It said, matches and fire provided. God just wants some kindling wood. God's got the fire. Hey, He's got the spark. He's got everything. He just wants somebody to burn through. Amen. He just wants you and me to burn through. Amen. That's all He wants. And He ignited it for a purpose, and thank God He did. And some of you have been set on fire with God's power. And I've seen, thank God, I've seen some of you just act abnormal when you get on fire. You know what we call abnormal used to be the norm. Amen. That's the truth, is it not? I mean, this world say, my, what's wrong with them? They must be in the flesh. Hey, you ever been there? They must be in the flesh. And I tell you something, I don't know who's in the flesh and who's not, but I tell you something, I'd rather see somebody run and shout and praise God and me not know whether in the flesh them sitting there dried up like last year's bird's nest, amen, and dry as a cornstalk in this time of year. I'd rather see somebody lifting their hand and praising God, amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know who's in the flesh and who's not. Amen. I just like to see people get happy and get help. Amen. And God will use you if you'll let Him. Amen. I want to be a burning bush, a believer. He ignited it for a purpose. And God called out of it to turn others to it. And it turned Moses to it. Amen. The fourth thing, listen to this. You want to be a burning bush believer. Now, I don't care to tell you, I preached this last Sunday. I really did. God gave it to me Sunday night. And I preached it. Me and Brother Barry's talking. And he said something about coming down me. I said, I know what the Lord wants me to preach already. So God put it in my heart to preach it to you all. Amen. So I thank God. Number three and number four. If you want to be that burning bush believer, not only did it have an indwelling presence and it gave an illuminated picture, but it was ignited for a purpose, but it had an infinite power. And I want you to see this. Look, it didn't burn up. Thank God. Look in verse number 2. And the Bible says, I'll just read the whole verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. Now look in verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why? The bush is not burned. And I thought about this bush of not burning up. And that's me and you. How many times you burn out? How many times do we burn out? I burn out. I want to tell you why we burn out. And Lord, show me in this bush right here, Brother Moore. It had an infinite power. It was not consumed. It was not burned up. It was not devoured. And God used it, and it wasn't devoured and burned up because of this. Because of its availability. Get a hold of that.
It's availability. He just kept hanging around. Amen. And hanging around. And it just wouldn't go away. Y'all get me? I mean, it just wouldn't go away. And it just kept staying there in that place where it was at. Amen. That'd do some church hoppers real good to hear that. He just stayed there in that place where God could use it. Amen. And it never did go nowhere. And it kept making itself available. And it didn't burn up. It just kept staying there. And God kept using it and using it. Why would you want to leave someplace where God was using you anyway? Amen. And here it was, made itself available. And God kept using it. And it didn't burn up. It didn't burn. You might feel like you are sometimes. But it didn't go nowhere. Thank God for people who get grounded and rooted and stay and established. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hey, listen, I thank God for my people. Hey, we don't have that many. But I tell you, I read a statistic the other day on church attendance, and it's staggering, friend. I'm talking about some churches having 6,000 and 7,000, and I'm not going to name, I'm not, none of them around here, 6,000 or 7,000, and not even having a fourth of attendance on Sunday morning, amen, and cutting it down even to less than half on Sunday night, and even less than that on Wednesday night. I said, we don't have many, friend. We've got, what, 20, 25 people? Thank God today, Brother Ivan, we had our 1 year anniversary as a church chartered out, and thank God we had our first members join today, new members join today, amen. I got the baptism. Them today down the creek, glory to God. And they joined, one of them got saved in the revival, Brother Barry, and I got to baptize them. Hey, we don't have that many, maybe 25, 26, 27, sometimes not but 20, something like that. But one thing about it, we've got 100% attendance at the house of God, amen. But take your statistic book and smoke it, amen. I say glory to God for people that'll hang around. I thank God for people that loves the church, that loves the power of God, that loves the fire of God. And the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and as much more as you see that approach. Man, I tell you, I'd be awful disappointed if I'd come down here and Brother Barry wasn't here. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to shoot y'all down. Amen. But my pastor told me y'all had a great service this morning. He said attendance was kind of low. Now, that don't mean somebody might have been sick out of town, something like that. But isn't that sad to get those reports just constantly over and over and over? Every now and then you're going to have a low service. Every now and then you're going to have a low attendance. But make sure you be in your place. Hey, whether no matter what you say, boy, it's awful dry around here. What in the world's wrong with you? You think it's dry around here? Amen. As much water's coming out from behind that pulpit, amen. As much praise is coming out of these pews, glory, and much of the presence of God, it ain't dry around here. The problem is, friend, you're the one that's dry. Now, Brother Barry, I ain't come to pasture people, but God just told me to say that. And I'm saying tonight, thank God, let me tell you something about that bush. Oh, you know who that bush helped when it got on fire? It helped the man of God, amen. It helped the man of God, Moses. When that bush got ignited and got on fire, I say, praise God. Hey, and it got illuminating him like some of y'all been doing out here. Don't you know that helps your pastor? Don't you know that helps the man of God to say, hey, my preaching's not been in vain. They're getting help, glory to God. And they're getting closer to Jesus, amen. Hey, it helped the man of God when he got on fire. I say, praise God. Hey. I'll be honest with y'all. Some of y'all's testimonies blessed me so much tonight. But I didn't see you all. I saw Christ. I'm not going to pat you on the back. I'm going to say, glory be to God. That God used brother so-and-so. And God used sister so-and-so. And oh, it helped me, friend. It makes me want to get on fire. Amen. I don't know about all them other bushes around him. But could you see them bushes over there with him? He said, I wish God would have got on me and got in me like that. Amen. Amen. It just made itself, I don't know where I'm at, but I know it had an infinite power. It didn't burn up. Hey, don't burn out, child of God. Don't burn out. I thought about this. God provided for it to prove it. And though it kept burning, it thought it was going to burn out. God just kept providing, wouldn't let it burn out. 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 Hey, sometimes you think you're in your rope. Sometimes you think I just can't go another step further. But I tell you something, be faithful. And let God work in your life. And God will provide for you what you need to keep you persevering as a child of God. Amen. Listen. Amen. I want to be a burning bush. Amen. All right. I told you they're just simple, nothing deep. But I enjoyed preaching it. That thing just wouldn't go away, Brother Ivan. It wouldn't disappear. Amen. It just wouldn't go away, Brother Carol. It wouldn't go away. I like people like that, don't you? Amen. I have a few of them don't hang around long enough. Amen. God can't use people like that. You just stay put. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all something. And some of you all been around a while. And I told our church this morning. We ought to thank God when God shows up in our presence, in our midst, like He did this burning bush, Brother Barry. You know how many churches have probably sat and had service all day today and there wasn't an ounce of God in none of them? I mean, nothing. Could you imagine being in a place like that? Hey, man, a week after week. Could you imagine? Some of this, some of you all I'm looking at, you don't even know your name, but some of this is all new to you. I'm seeing heads check, Brother Barry. Some of this is all new to you. This shouting and praising God and this excitement about being saved and the fiery preaching and I mean supporting missions and the whole nine. Some of this is just all new to you and you're loving it and you're eating it up. And God's right in the midst of it. Can I say, if you're not careful, friend, if you're not careful, you'll get real used to it.
Well, help us, church, to listen to that.
You'll get real used to it. You hear me? Don't take it for granted. God could just chose any old bush. God could just choose any old bush. He just wants a church and a people that His presence can be in the midst. That's all He wants. He just wants just an old bush where He can be illuminated. He just wants an old bush where He can ignite a fire. Amen. He wants just any old bush will do. But aren't you glad He chose this one?
Amen.
I'm glad He chose ours. Aren't you glad He chose you? Oh, Lord, help us. I say, praise God. I'm going to tell you, I love my pastor. But your pastor, he's my pastor. I said that to a fellow the other day. I talked about my pastor. He said, I thought you was a pastor. And I said, I'm a pastor. He said, what do you mean you're a pastor? I said, oh, I've got a pastor. I said, amen. Just because I'm a pastor don't mean I don't have a pastor. He's my pastor. You hear me? And my pastor, it troubles him when the Spirit of God's grieved. And God's nowhere in the midst. Y'all get troubled over that? Amen. We ought to get troubled over it. Now I'm going to move on. All right, I've been on that for a while, but I thank God that He ignited me and you. Amen. He illuminates Christ in our life. I want to be a burning bush. Now here's the last one. Now I want you to look at verse number 5. Exodus chapter number 3. Do you want to be a burning bush? Do you want God to use you? Make yourself available. Look in verse 5. And He said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And God's now still in the bush, talking out of the bush. Moses is looking at Him in the bush, and He's speaking to him. He said, take your shoes off. It's holy ground. And I thought about this thing right here. This bush, it offered an invite to praise. I'm going to show you in a minute. Look in Acts chapter number 7. Look in Acts chapter 7. It offered an invite to praise. Can I say this? If God gets in your midst, and God gets a fire started, and here or in your heart or wherever, and God begins to illuminate Himself or His Son through you, and God begins to show His infinite power in and through your life, it won't be very long. Somebody will show up, and someone will start praising God, and someone will know, where do you go to church at? Amen. Listen, what the book of Acts said. I like this. In Acts chapter 7, in verse number 30. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Now I want you to see what Moses did when he saw it. The Bible says he wandered. Now here's just in the old bush. Here's me and you. And he had the presence of God. He had the power of God. He was ignited by God. He was illuminating God. Amen. And I'll tell you what it did. It drawed Moses' attention. It got God used it as an attraction. Y'all get that? God used it as an attraction. And here we see that Moses wondered when he saw it. And I thought that word wondered. I looked it up. Here's what it means. It means, by implication, to admire. Amen. Isn't he altogether lovely? Glory to God, he is. Having admiration, or marvel, or wonder. You hear me? And to approach, it means to come near. When he turned to it, he came near to it or visited it. Or worship. That's what it means, worship. Or assent to. Or draw near to. Hey, you want people to come around you and around the house of God? Amen? As you get on fire like this bush, and you get ignited by the power of God? Amen? And illuminate the Savior? Amen? And that God work in your life, and God work through your life. And it offered an invite to praise. God uses an attraction. 1 Peter 2:9. Now I'm about ready to close, but I want you to listen to this. 1 Peter 2:9. Listen. The Bible says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's what we're supposed to do. Show forth His praises. Yes, amen. Listen. I thought about this. God got glory out of it because it drew worship to who was in it.
Yes, yes.
Amen. If you want to be used by God, it may not attract everyone. But there was only one person there that God was wanting to attract.
Amen.
They might be somebody here tonight, or in our church services, or in all sorts of congregations. God wants to use you to be an influence on somebody else. Will you let Him use you? Will you let Him use you? You know that thing was burning. It was constantly burning. And constantly burning, constantly burning. I got to think about that. If you want to get right and stay right with God, you'll stay on fire. Because God will put you through the refiner's fire. And He'll keep burning and burning and burning and burning things out of our lives. Did you hear me? And He'll keep purifying us and He'll keep burning and burning. Listen, nobody in here has arrived, have they? I'm not. I'll be honest with you, I'm not. And listen, when God does set us on fire, you know what? It makes us more holy. You want to be holy? I'm going to preach just on this right here a second, Brother Barry. Because this is the most undesirable. This is the most unpreached and untaught. And the most unheard subject of our day. And it's called separation.
Yes, sir. God separated that bush.
That bush was out there.
by itself. Are you living separated? Could that bush had to run over off the hill and hide itself when Moses, the man of God, looked upon it? No. Amen. See how quiet it gets sometimes? Separation is a Bible doctrine. And it's in the book. And the Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. And God wants us to be different. God's not... I don't know a lot of people on fire today being used of God because they got too much world in them. Amen. Too much wet wood in the church. Amen. Amen. We went camping out one time back at Rome Mountain. It was raining, Brother Jacob. I mean, it rained and rained and rained. Brother Barry says, of course. It always rains. Yeah. If it's not even in forecast, it rains there. And I just started out this big thing camping, and I was wanting to go camping, take my family camping. We camped out in a tent. Man, I tell you, I've learned some things about camping. And I learned what to prepare for when it comes to rain. I've learned to take my own wood when I go camping.
That's right.
You know? And we was out there camping. Didn't have no wood. I didn't take any wood. And it was a rain. It was a rain. All the wood was wet outside. I was out in the woods trying to pick up wood, something to burn, to keep my family warm. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
To keep my family warm. Yes. Aren't you glad for some places to keep your family warm?
Amen.
How many of you all will keep bringing your children to a dead cold where God was nowhere? No, you wouldn't. Anyway, I was out in the woods and I was picking up wood trying to find something to burn. Everything was wet and it was even wet while I was picking up. And this little boy, he was so smart. He come walking out in the woods and he was picking up sticks too. He's wanting a fire too. See? And he said, you know what? Let me tell you how to dry that wood out. I said, okay. He said, build a fire and lay it beside it. Why didn't I think of that? Just build a fire and lay it beside it. I thought, son, I didn't say, son, don't you know that's what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get this fire and build a fire to dry this old wet wood out. And I'm going to use that in application. Lord, just give me that one. When we come to the house of God, there's a lot of people comes in cold. They're wet. This world soaked them down. Amen. And they probably try to build a fire and build a fire. And they try to maybe read their Bible and pray and listen to preaching at home and listen to good gospel singing, but nothing just seems to ignite their fire. You ever been there? No matter what you listen to, no matter who you hear, no matter how much you read, you just can't get that fire. That's why me and you as a people of God, when we come to the house of God, we ought to be like that little boy. Just build a fire. And lay that wet wood beside it. Get beside that wet wood. Just lay beside it. Brother Craig, there have been many times me and you talked, going through valleys, storms. You've encouraged me a lot. Built my fire up. I hope I've done that for you or some of the others. But I'm going to say this. If you get beside somebody's cold and wet, don't start criticizing them. Bless God. Why ain't they on fire? Why ain't they burning like somebody else is burning? You don't know what people's been going through. When the storms is a-raging and the rains are falling, friend, and the lightnings are flashing and the sun's not shining, hey, it won't be very long. You won't be burning long if you're not careful. So, Brother Ivan, my wife, just testify. You testify some of you. So here's what I say. When we come to the house of God, everybody might not be on fire like you. Man, I wish I had the fire of my pastor. I want it. You hear me? But when you come to the house of God, you might know someone. You know what the Bible says? Listen, I'm in Galatians now.
If a brethren be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. If you're come to the house of God, if you're on fire, old Brother Cody here, he's just cold. And he's just wet from this old world storm. You ought to get up close to him. After a while, they'll dry up. Next thing you know, they'll be on fire. Amen. I like to be around people that's got some life and fire about them, Brother Barry. Amen. Isn't that good? I don't know if it helped you, but it helped my heart. Brother Barry, I thank you. I hope I didn't hurt your church. But I want to ask the question. I'm going to let Brother Barry come. How many of you in here desire to be a burning bush? How many of you desire to be a burning bush? May God use us. God help us. Brother Barry, you come on.